Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Welcome to the Rocks Talk Show. My name is Roxanne Wilson, and it's time for another exciting episode of your pop culture fix. This is your chance to talk about and hear about anything you've been wondering about that maybe we don't have that chance to do with the water cooler talk or the coffee shop talk or the coffee room talk anymore. This is your place to do it each morning. So it's good to see you here. And here are the topics that I have, but here's one of the great things. This is interactive, right? It's an interactive room or interactive show. So if there's anything that you heard, you're like, we got to talk about it, or I've got an opinion, or I want to sound off, just go ahead and pop it in the chat. I am here for you. If you see me looking down, that's because I'm on the tube as well too, but I'm hanging out with you in the room. And if you're watching on the tube, come on over to TikTok where we're having all the fun and we'll have even the after show conversation. So I'd love to see you there. So today we're going to discuss a few things. I'm going to give you an update on how my workshops went yesterday, because as you know, I had the TikTok how to grow your followers by 500 session yesterday, as well as a lead generation session. And I'll give you a little input on those. We'll do that for sure. We're going to talk about the cost of living in America, because apparently it's gone up 15%. Well, we'll talk about it. We're talking about retirement and the cost of living. We're also going to talk about Gillian Anderson, who is known for her acting and is known for being a woman's advocate. But I didn't know that she did something totally unbelievably wild. And we're going to talk about that. And then also TV deep fakes. It's becoming a thing. Reality TV is starting to put in AI. You know how I feel about AI? I know. I do not like it. We're going to talk about those, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Elizabeth Hurley and her son. Do you work with your family? We'll talk about this in a moment. So let's go ahead and get started. I want to get started by, let's just jump to the cost of living, because it's maybe not the happiest thing on earth, but it's interesting. So Americans have now said, a study just came out saying that in America, the amount of money you need to retire, I'm curious, how much do you all think you need to retire? When retirement comes, how much money do you want to have in the bank? Americans believe that we need $1.46 million to retire in style. That sounds like a pretty penny, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds like quite the pretty penny. And it's actually up from last year, which was 50. It's up 15% from last year and 53% from 2020. Could this be that perhaps we're feeling the heat? Could it be that perhaps we're feeling like inflation is a thing? You wonder why people are doing different things like monetizing on the talk, or why they're picking up different jobs. That's 1.46 million. The average U.S. American has $88,400 waiting for them, but they think they need 1.46 million. We got a long way to go. There's a lot of people not retiring, which is another reason why we don't need the computers taking us over, the machines. I'm just saying. So Gillian Anderson, do you remember her? Do you ever watch the X-Files? Some of you are too young. You don't even know what the X-Files are, but they're talking about bringing it back. Gillian, you might know Gillian Anderson from playing Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. She did a chef's kiss job with that. She was out yesterday because she's got a new show, movie coming out where she's the reporter who reported interviewed Prince Andrew. Wild interview. Anyway, in her interviews, while she's talking about that, it came up that when she was on the X-Files, she actually came back to work 10 days after her C-section. 10 days. Apparently, she felt really bad. She felt guilty because she wasn't planning on getting pregnant during the first season of X-Files. She felt like she had a really great opportunity. She got that job when she was 24, PS, by the way. And so she felt really guilty. And as a result, 10 days after. Now I'm thinking to myself, hello, blog queen, good to see you. I'm thinking to myself when I hear that she went back to the set 10 days after a C-section. Most people can't drive 10 days after a C-section, right? Like you're on drugs, all of these things. And she's standing up acting. That is wild to me. It also triggered a memory of mine. You don't want to know this. Back in my day, when I was practicing law, there was a situation at the law firm that I was at. Someone made advances to me that I did not want inside my office, mind you, inside the actual like office room. And I was like, okay, no, that's not okay. And they backed off, but it wasn't okay. And I did report it because that made me feel really, really weird. Anyway, I tell you this because when that happened, and thank y'all so much for tapping on, sharing the lives. I appreciate that, Blog Queen. Thank you for sharing this room. And Leo, thank you for tapping in and liking it. All those things, get it out to other people. So this happens to me. Maybe one day I'll tell you the full story. It like was the first time it was my first year in the law firm, first or second year. Anyway, it was bad. Anyway, when this all happened, the person who did it had just, his wife just had a baby and she had just had a C-section. Literally, she couldn't even drive. She was in a C-section. And it was just the weirdest, most bizarre thing. Needless to say, he ended up leaving the firm. He said it was too painful to be around me and not to be able to be with me. It was really, really weird. But I remember his wife called me and I was thinking to myself, and I actually don't remember if I answered or not, to be honest with you. I think I might have. I don't know if I did or not, but I'm thinking to myself, I think I did. And then I got out of town. I literally left town. Did I leave town? I hid for a while because I was just like, this is crazy. She's on, hopped up on drugs, rightfully so, because she literally just had a C-section. She can't drive and she's calling me like Jolene, don't take my man type of calling me. And I'm like, I don't want your man. I don't know why I just had that flashback. That was nutty. That actually happened. And it was so wild. And so when I think about Gillian Anderson, which is who we were talking about, and the fact that she literally went back to work 10 days after having a baby because she felt bad because she got pregnant the first season of X-Files is wild. Wait, oh my goodness, is wild. Anyhow, alas, that was a little bit of a tangent. Thank you for being here with me. Also remember, if there's anything you want to talk about, you're like, oh my gosh, this came up, or we've got to talk about XYZ, let me know. By the way, Blog Queen, since you're here, I want to let you know, I haven't watched yet all the stuff on Diddy, but you know what I did see? Nick Cannon, which I don't know if you should be talking, but Nick Cannon came out and said a little something, something. It was like, he's like, I know Cassie and I know Diddy, so this is kind of a difficult thing. But he admitted that he was friends with them. That's the first time. Yesterday I was saying, like, no one's come out to say they're friends with Diddy or to say anything. And he did say a little something. Not much, just that it's really awkward and he knows them. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, what? Must go to that. That is interesting to me. But I'm gonna deep dive into the Diddy predictions of it all, and I will get back to you. No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't watched Sloan yet. Yesterday was a wild day. I had a bunch of, these are excuses because you can make anything a priority. So I realized that, but I did have a bunch of workshops and things. I did my TikTok, how to get 500 followers workshop. And I did it right here in a room on the talk, and y'all, it was